or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
On 91.7 FM, we talk about God's good news.
You're listening to The Truth.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board, join in the dialogue and discussion that we have right here each and every day as we face the issues. We always look forward to your dialogue and discussion, lest I forget it, and oftentimes I do. That telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphones, so that we can entertain your question and comments and discussion today. We're going to ask the question. We're talking about an issue that's becoming very, very, very hot issue, if you will, a very, very highly discussed issue in America today, and that's the Bible being taught at school, the Bible in the school. Now, listen. Some of you are not nearly as young as I am. I'm still under 100 years old, and I recall the day when Bible was every day in the classroom. You'd walk in the classroom, the teacher would stand there, read the scripture to you. We would have an opportunity for scripture memory where the students would stand and memorize their assigned verses from the previous day. We would memorize the scripture, quote the scripture. We would have prayer and pledge to the flag. That was the normal day. That started out our academic day. And I don't think we have been too far off track with what would be pleasing to God. And we're finding more and more as we get into the progressive woke culture today, where even our churches are leaving the fundamental of the faith off, and we're not finding Bible truly being taught. Yes, we're finding a lot of entertainment. We're finding a lot of woke communication in that progressive sense. But are we finding our students and our families and our homes, are we finding them being more and more educated in the Word? Or are we getting, as the old cliche goes, dumber and dumber when it comes to the Word of God? So that's what we're going to be talking about today, and love to hear from you. We're going to introduce our very special guest in just a moment. But first of all, let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authoritative, written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. It's the truth book. In fact, in John 8:31-32, Jesus, speaking to his disciples, said, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am truth." Further in John 17:17, a declaratory statement is made about the word of God. John 17:17 says, "Thy word is truth." Psalms 117, verse 2 says the truth of the Lord will endure forever. I don't know about you, but that gives me great comfort, encouragement, as we understand the truth of the Lord will endure forever. I go back to the secularist George Orwell in his dystopia novel entitled 1984. It was Orwell that made a powerful statement. Now listen, I don't follow Orwell's position to a degree at all, but simply his quote. He said, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." You can get in intellectual circles, theological circles, biblical circles, political circles, societal conferences, conversations, and you can speak the truth, and you'll find those that will get all bent out of shape and angry with you because you're standing on truth. And I always go back to the final summarization of that, and that summarization is what I find in the quote from a 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, "Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And ladies and gentlemen, I believe we're at the era today, as perhaps never before in the history of our nation, that God calls on us to be salt and light. And as we're salt and light, we're going to stand for truth and we're going to defend it. I'm looking at a headline that's a five-page article, but the headline says, Western society will be destroyed without a commitment to truth. Let me read you two brief paragraphs. Americans' institutions are suffering from a collapse in public support. Among the institutions worst affected are government and the press and education. Further in the article, it says a significant number of our country's most serious problems have their roots in higher education. And there's no more serious problem than the notion that is fashionable in academia today for decades now that the truth is relative, or that it is a matter of individual perception or cultural mores, or even that there's no such thing as absolute truth. Ladies and gentlemen, truth still matters, regardless of the party you represent, regardless of the denomination that you're in, regardless of the denominational dogmas that you've been taught, it is still truth. It was Jim DeMint, the former U.S. Senator, that said, and I quote, America's decline is linked to the death of truth. He says in part, truth is the core principle of Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity in our nation. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a sad commentary. In fact, I was just talking with our guest a moment ago before we went on the air. It was Franklin Graham that, I believe it was March of 2023 in Decision Magazine, Franklin Graham said that the progressive woke Christianity will send more people to hell than Satan ever dreamed possible. And I believe that is very, very practically spoken even today. It's a sad commentary on where we are as a nation. We're finding churches that are imploding, churches that are closing, churches that are watering down the truth in order to appease people and fill the pews. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has the full line of Honda generators. And Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a benchmark and identifier on the campus of Tools for Time. There's a 165-foot flagpole. Atop that flagpole flows Old Glory, the U.S. flag 24/7. Find that flag at the flagpole. The base of the flagpole, you find the home of Tools for Time, toolsfortime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I said, alluded to just a moment ago, that we find our nation in a quagmire, a dilemmifying position, where we're finding that even to some degree, multitudes of churches today have abandoned the Word of God. They're simply going to a comedian show, a comedy show, or some way that will be entertaining for the people to fill the pews. And I always call it, those that have known me well, I call it the numbers, nickels, and noses mindset. Numbers, nickels, and noses. Fill the pews up, collect the nickels, and have all the noses present possible each and every day. Ladies and gentlemen, multitudes of our churches are closing. And today, ladies and gentlemen, we're finding it more and more a difficult problem, a greater and greater problem in our schools as well as in our churches. In our schools today, we have an incubator for sexualization, weaponization, and for the demoralization of the minds, the hearts, and the lives of our kids in school. But listen, it is very, very clear that it's the parents' responsibility, ladies and gentlemen, It's mom's and dad's responsibility for our sons and daughters to be trained in the Word of God. I find it very, very interesting that in what is called the Shema in Deuteronomy, the 6th chapter, verses 5 and following, "And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up." And then I'm reminded of Joshua, the 24th chapter, the 15th verse. Joshua is talking about the fact that people can choose the God that they want to serve. He made a declaratory statement, a parental statement, a personal statement. He made the statement, "But as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord." Ladies and gentlemen, when we talk about the Bible in schools, we need to understand that we have a great responsibility as parents and as grandparents to train our children. In fact, in Proverbs 22:6, "Train up a child the way he should go." Let me illustrate that and clarify that verse. Train up a child in the way. That word way means bent, leaning, direction. That he should go. Not the way of the bent or the leaning direction he wants to go. Train up a child the way that he should go. And when he shall have become old, he will not have departed from it. So the key to it is training these hearts and the lives and the minds of our kids while they're young, where they can be molded and trained the direction that they should go in. And I'm finding it intriguing. I'm finding it a sense of joy, if you will, that many of our states today are adopting a law, a rule, or regulation in some fashion that will allow the Bible to be taught in the schools. Oklahoma, Louisiana, Arkansas, Texas, and a number of others, ladies and gentlemen, Idaho and others are still in the process of getting the proposals up. And some of you are not aware of it, and I've touched on this before in the broadcast. In 2018, Kimberly Daniel, a Democrat Christian legislator in the state of Florida, had legislation passed in 2018 that requires, it was passed in the House and the Senate, signed by the governor, it requires "In God We Trust" to be placed over the doorway of every school in the state of Florida. It's never been implemented. Nobody's trying to enforce it. Everybody's looking at it like, don't tell anybody, and it'll go away. I think it's time we have enough Christian families in the state of Florida that says we're going to implement that legislation. It's law. Let's implement it. Let's do it. And yet we find those that are remonstrating against it and saying that we do not want to do things like that. Ladies and gentlemen, the missing element in the upbringing of our collective children in society is needed today more than ever before. We wonder why we have so many things taking place in America today. Recently, and I bring this to all of our attention, an 11-year-old boy was shot to death because he was following another group of kids that's watching TikTok, where he ring the doorbell of somebody's home or knock on the door and run away. And at the time that took place, I've forgotten the exact city that it was in. Time that took place, the man ran to the door with his pistol, shot into the crowd, killed an 11-year-old boy. Now, he's going to face major life-changing legal battle as a result of it. But I'm using that as an illustration that why were those kids out doing that? Where were the parents? How was it allowed to take place? Where kids today are being led, trained, and directed by TikTok rather than by mom and dad and training them in the way they should go, biblically speaking. I believe, ladies and gentlemen, it's time that we recognize there's an increase in the preteen and the teenager crimes in America. They're being committed today. And if I can be bold enough to say, I believe it's as a direct result of a lack, L-A-C-K, of biblical training in our homes, a lack of biblical training in the lives and the hearts of our children today that brings about this great difficulty. We're finding today where in cities like Chicago, New York City, and other major cities where there's a need to go in and clean up the crime. And in D.C., ladies and gentlemen, I'm told by the officials in the Trump administration that most of the crimes are being committed by roving bands of teenagers. Where are the parents? Where are the moms and the dad? And the bottom line is, it trickles down to the fact that these boys and girls have never been trained morals, ethics, and values from a central biblicist worldview. As a result of that, we find the end result today, our prisons are filled and the difficulties are getting greater and greater as a result of it. So, ladies and gentlemen, as Ezekiel says in Ezekiel 33:10, how should we then live? What's the answer? How do we assist families at the same time make the Word of God available? There is an organization, ladies and gentlemen, that will go into the schools, pick up the children, take them off campus, and teach them the Word of God. May I say, and I'm going to qualify this is not the best answer, but it is a good answer. The best answer for training our sons and daughters in the Word of God is at home in our churches. But ladies and gentlemen, let's face it. Our churches are being abandoned today. And as a result of that, there needs to be something, some ministry, some organization that's willing to take the stand and train these boys and girls. May I say to you, it's called Lifeway Academy, Lifewise Academy. I get that right, Lifewise Academy. And ladies and gentlemen, today we're honored to have with us the program director of Lifewise Academy for Duval County, Rihanna Sanford. Rihanna, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you
so much. It's a blessing to have you, and we're looking forward to what God is going to say in and through you.
Amen.
Just out of the chute, first of all, Rihanna, mm-hmm. let me ask you to just take a moment and feel free to just talk about your life and tell our listeners something about you and your relationship to the Lord and your passion for Lifewise Academy.
Absolutely. Well, thanks again for having me. It's an honor to be here with you. And I actually have been a part of Duval County for about 5 years now, so I'm not a Florida native, but I think I can claim that I'm a Floridian now after 5 years. But my husband and I and our family, a family of five, we have three adult children. And let's see, I have known the Lord since I was seven or eight years old. I came to know the Lord, and really, and I've had the luxury of growing up in a Christian home. And this would have been back in the 80s, where people were still very much attending church, very much serious about their Christian witness. And it was a huge value for me to have the Word of God. You know, I would wake up in the morning and I would see my dad at the table with all of his Bibles and study books and things, where he was learning the truth of God's Word, and I was affected by that in a good way,
Amen.
A good way. And then I went on to help in the kids' church and do youth ministry, and I have just always had a passion to see children understand their identity in Christ. And so when I heard about Lifewise, I knew that I had to do what I could to make sure that it was made available here in Duval County.
Amen.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that. I believe we have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go with your question or comment, please. Okay, I thought we lost him. All right, I thought we had Kenneth. But ladies and gentlemen, we're talking with Rihanna Sanford. Rihanna is the program director for Lifewise Academy here in Duval County. Rihanna, I believe at this juncture would be good. Tell our listeners, who is Lifewise Academy? Give us the broad picture and bring it down to where we are now.
Sure. Well, the broad picture is it is a national nonprofit organization based out of Ohio. And it was started by a guy by the name of Joel Pinton, CEO and founder. He's an Ohio Buckeye. It was created to become essentially a plug-and-play program for parents to be able to enroll their child in a Bible-based character education program, even if their child goes to public school. And yes, it is off campus. It's a privately funded program from individuals within the community, churches, and just God's people who understand the value of God's Word being taught to our children. And it's a legal program. It's a legal program because of a well-established but very little known law that's been on the books for about 70 years or so. It's called a released time religious instruction law. And in the state of Florida, parents have the right to be, through that law, to be able to have their children released from school for a short time to receive religious instruction. And the Supreme Court affirmed that decades ago. And so this LifeWise program basically figured out a way to make that a duplicatable, replicatable program across the nation. So we are now active and confirmed in 30 plus states. We have ministered to over 40,000 students countrywide, and we're excited to see what the Lord is going to continue to do after the 8 years that this program has been moving and being used by the Lord to bring the gospel, the truth of God's word, and the gospel to public school students.
Amen. That's a broad picture. I like that. So, Rihanna, tell us, and I'm interested myself, as well as I believe our listeners would be, what has caused the need for this? What's brought about the need?
That's a great question. So, I mean, when you look into the world, we see all-time highs in areas of anxiety, depression, suicide. Like you said, you know, they're following the trends on social media.
Yes.
And unfortunately, on the flip side of that, we're seeing all-time lows in church attendance, Bible literacy, faith professions. You know, those are things that when you have those two, the two all-time highs and the all-time lows, what we have is we have destruction within our youth today.
Yes.
And there really is a lack of identity among our youth when it comes to how their Creator sees them. They don't know the truth of God's word. They don't know what God says about them, and therefore, you know, have no sense of value or purpose in this life. Mm-hmm. And so the need is there for the children of today to not be biblically illiterate anymore, to learn what God has to say about them, for them to develop a relationship with their Creator. And so that's really what we have seen. That's what we've been doing for, like I said, 8 years now. And thankfully, it's opened up in Florida last year in a couple of different counties. By the end of the school year, we hope to see programs actively running in a total of about 14 or 15 different counties in Florida.
That's good. Wonderful. Well, one of the things, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. If you'd like to jump in the dialogue and discussion, ask Rihanna some questions about the LifeWise Academy and what we're doing and what the intents are for Duval County, of which we'll talk about in just a few moments. But that telephone number is 904-831-0917. Rihanna, tell us about the way in which LifeWise Academy can legally offer Bible education. You touched on that with a broad brush earlier. How can this legally be done? Everybody, listen, ladies and gentlemen, you've heard the term wall of separation of church and state. Well, first of all, there's no such thing as a wall of separation of church and state in our Declaration of Independence. In fact, Rihanna, I like to see people that when they say that, say, here's your Declaration of Independence. Find it for me and tell me where you find that.
Right.
It's not there.
Right.
And so as a result of that, we've had, ladies and gentlemen, churches, pastors, Christians across America that for the past 70 years they've been awestruck with the idea of saying anything that IRS might not like or the government might not like. And, of course, that's been stricken down. And most people, ladies and gentlemen, have never heard or understood that most people do not know that there's never been a church prosecuted based on the IRS regulation, the 501c3 regulation. President Trump in his first term in office, March of 2017, by executive order, canceled the IRS regulation by executive order. And now we found that they've moved with legislation that moots that 501c3, and so that is not applicable today, and yet many churches, many Christians, many pastors refuse to talk about what's called political issues from the pulpit. And Rihanna, this is not a political issue, but it becomes a political issue when you try to get into a school system, a Duval County, like Duval County and others. It becomes a political football. Tell our listeners some of the games that's played with some parents and with some people trying to say that you can't do this and what you see taking place.
Yeah, it's been quite interesting and fascinating to watch, to be honest with you. I had no idea when I decided to become the program director that I would be fighting some of these battles in the political world. However, it is very clear that from a federal standpoint, that Supreme Court law, Zurek versus Clausen in 1952, that states that a child, students may be released, and in Florida, the statute says that it shall be released from school to receive religious instruction as long as it follows three guidelines. And this is how where we'll get a little bit more specific. Those three guidelines are: it must be privately funded, it has to take place off school campus or school property, and it must be parental permitted. And so those are the ways that we have been able LifeWise goes by all of those variables, all of those points there. And that's the way that it is legal. The thing that we're fighting with now is the fact that even though it's legal, and even though parents absolutely have the right to enroll their child in a LifeWise program or programs like it, they don't like it. They don't like that it's a part of the law. And so they're doing whatever they can do, saying whatever they can say in hopes to try to diminish, to put a dark shadow, whether it's true or not, they're saying it. So that's kind of what we're dealing with right now in Duval County.
What are some of the objections, if I could jump in? I'm just curious. What are some of the parental objections? What are some of the Duval County School Board members' objections? And with the superintendent of schools in Duval County, what is his position on this?
You know what? And I was able to attend the school board meeting last night, and they were very clear. They understand the law, and so there's no position for them to have other than we have to enforce the law. So because of that Florida statute, they understand that parents have the right to be able to enroll their children into the program. So there's no, you know, for or against. It's just, you know, they're for the law. And so we're grateful for that. But some of the objections from parents in the community would be that, you know, certain things that I've heard said may or may not have any truth to it, but, you know, the liability issue of removing students from school. And so, you know, we make sure that we use this, protocols that are many of the same protocols that the school abides by when it comes to safety and precautions and things of that nature. Liability has a very large, or LifeWise has a very large liability umbrella. So God forbid something happens off campus or off, you know, when we're at the church, LifeWise covers all of that. But it's not something that that is a common thing. You know, people a lot of times will bring up things to be fearful of when there's not really a reason to be fearful of it, just to cast a dark shadow on it. And so that's one of the things that we've heard. The same thing you mentioned about separation of church and state.
Yeah.
And the thing to keep in mind there is that we are not teaching Bible classes inside the school. That's the part of the reason why,
correct,
you know, it's an off campus, off school property. No federal monies are being used to pay for the program since it is privately funded. And the biggest thing of all is if you don't want your child enrolled in it, you don't have to enroll your child in a program like that. And so there's nothing that's being coerced or forced by any stretch.
Yes. Tell me, what is the role of the local church and LifeWise Academy, and how do you utilize the churches?
Yeah, the local church is essentially the heartbeat of LifeWise, because in many ways they provide the volunteers, sometimes the drivers that work with the kids and that are with the kids on a weekly basis, but they also provide the place, the venue a lot of times. That's nearby that school where we have LifeWise kids going to learn their lessons every week. So they play a huge and vital role in LifeWise Academy.
Very good. Now, we'll ask this question, we'll touch on it, then we'll, after the top of the hour news break, get back to it. The only objections that I've heard from parents in talking about issues like this or programs like this, well, they're going to teach my child to be a Presbyterian or a Methodist or a Catholic or a Baptist. What is the answer to that? Hold your thought right after the top of the hour news. Let's cover that. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange.